Good afternoon. A huge march on Westminster to demand a people's vote on Brexit will take place in London tomorrow. And at the same time, people will also be gathering in central Madrid. In London, hundreds of thousands are expected to take to the streets to demand that the public is given a final say on any Brexit deal. The Put It to the People march will begin at noon on Park Lane and then move on to Parliament Square. For those who can't make it, a demonstration will be held in central Madrid to show the strength of feeling against Brexit among those that live here. The campaign group Eurocitizens have organised an event to take place at 12pm in Plaza Margaret Thatcher. The event is designed to call for the protection of the rights of the 5 million Europeans in the UK and Britons in the EU and to ask for a second Brexit referendum. After Spain ordered Catalonia to remove pro-independence symbols from its public buildings, Catalan President Quim Torra responded yesterday by replacing a banner with a yellow ribbon outside the regional parliament's headquarters with another one. Earlier this month, Spain's election board ordered the Catalan government to remove yellow ribbons and other pro-independence symbols from government buildings ahead of the general elections on April the 28th. After ignoring two deadlines imposed by the board, the Catalan government finally decided to remove the symbols, but the yellow ribbon has been replaced with a white one with a diagonal red stripe. Still, a subtle nod to separatism, as it was used in the past by a grassroots pro-independence group. The Supreme Court has upheld the ban on stabbing bulls to death during the Toro de la Vega festivals in the Castilla y León region. The ban, which was passed in 2016, was immediately challenged by the Tordesillas City Council, who appealed against the ruling, claiming there was no reason to prohibit the killing. Animal rights protection organisation, the Humane Society International, who worked with other charities to end the festival's barbaric tradition, celebrated the court's decision. The Spanish Supreme Court recognised that the medieval tradition has no place in modern society. The government has approved 24,000 grants for citizens who moved abroad to find work during the financial crisis and would be keen to return. For those who never really wanted to leave or who are now ready to come home, including those who decided to abandon the UK in the light of the Brexit referendum, they may be able to access grants covering at least some of their living costs for up to 2 years after becoming a resident in Spain again. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the decision to young Spanish adults in Brussels yesterday. Other moves to help Spaniards abroad include making it easier for them to participate in Spanish elections. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.